When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Metroplex. We are live, as you can hear. Are you kidding me? The insanity of these people out here. 40-degree weather, live for the final Firehouse Tour of 2024 in Choppy's Hood, station number one in Roanoke, 201 Fairway Drive. Thanks to the Tolos for rolling out early. We're going to have breakfast. They already came out to get the fan beanies. I see the cars loading up the parking lot right here on DFW Sports Station with Mike McCarthy live at 6:30. Thursday Night Football. What the hell was Luka doing? What's wrong with Kyrie? We have all of it here on 105.3 The Fan. And if you are watching on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube, you will see the matching nightwear, the pajamas or robes bought by Bobby Roberto Belt for the RJ Choppy sleepover.
Feel that. It's very, very comfortable.
Yeah.
This is like an $18 robe. But it's very comfortable. Very nice. It was made in China.
Yeah,
as a matter
China.
Of fact,
so. I saw that on the Instagram Live. That's when I had to turn it off laughing. The tariffs that will be imposed.
Sean Tarif.
when Choppy started talking about the tariffs coming on these Chinese robes with Trump in office, I had to go ahead and shut it down. How did everything go last night?
It was fantastic. I'm stunned that Bobby's here. I'm stunned.
You said he's on the bus, and I said, oh, the S bus? And you're like, yeah.
The struggle bus. He's on the struggle bus.
The struggle bus. What time was the arrival? 8:30?
He got there about, 8:30, almost on the tot. And he didn't even knock. He didn't knock. The dog found out about it first. It screams.
I rang the doorbell. Barking.
Like this dog.
Did you?
Here
I didn't
at
hear
the
it.
Firehouse. This thing looks like a killer over here.
Oh, yeah. This dog here at the firehouse, man. But, so he rolls in, and immediately we had already been getting ready for the night.
Libating.
And so he had to catch up, and he caught up. He caught up quite well, a little faster than we had hoped for that he caught up. He caught up much quicker than we expected him to.
What was the consumption? What were y'all drinking?
Hornitos was first. And then I was like, I want something darker and stronger. So then it was whatever. What's that 100-proof stuff you had?
I can't remember what it was called.
I don't know. Old Forester.
All right, there we go. Old Forester. So we had some of that, and that's whiskey. And that's what we finished the night off on.
So did he just drink more than you all?
Oh, no.
The acceleration to catch up.
No, the acceleration to catch up coupled with no food is what happened. He hadn't eaten all day. He's a lightweight. He's a lightweight. Lightweight Bobby.
Yeah.
But he hadn't eaten all day.
Who went to bed first again?
Well, I did.
Okay. Thank you.
That's not really what we don't want to get into that. We don't want to get into why I went to bed.
I'm sure I can gather.
To bed first. We don't want to get into that one. But no, he's like, I'm hungry, and he needed food.
So, yeah, there was it was a good evening. We took engagement photos, essentially. We only posted the ones of us.
I thought you already got engaged.
Well, no, Bobby and I.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Bobby and I. You know, in our matching robes. And
I saw
we wanted to do this. I wanted to post this one, and Sarah was like, no. But I wanted to post that photo.
Oh, yeah, the two heads.
Yeah, the two heads. touching together and the hand on the knee and just looking very emotional.
And that's on the bunk beds. I saw you guys on the bunk beds. Yeah. Which one was the bottom?
Bobby was the bottom. Yeah, Bobby's a good. He's a good bottom.
Per usual.
Very, very good. He's very strong on the bottom.
Yes. Shout out to the Tolos who have rolled out. Carl, Matt has been calling in when we've been open to the phone lines. Jeff predicted that I'd be solo hosting as you guys did show up 9 minutes before the beginning of the program. James rolled out. I see my guy Joe Hicks out there as well. So come on out, get the breakfast. And any other observations from rolling up to a choppy de casa?
That dog is very excitable. The dog was the biggest personality of the evening. We were not alone. I thought this was going to be, I thought it was rolling up, me, Chop, and Sarah. He had a couple other friends there.
Oh,
We call them the hoodies.
The hoodies?
Yeah.
Okay. So we had the hoodies there. But it was, it was a good time. I was definitely feeling like as I was laying down in bed and the room was spinning, I was like, this is going to be like the Super Bowl tomorrow morning. This is not going to be good. And I woke up, and I think my eyes are still red. Are they?
No,
they
were.
They were pretty, red when I was leaving.
Now, Bobby is out here in shorts.
Yeah,
he left in my big jacket out here, and he's out. Look at this Tolo with a star sweatshirt. Look at him out here wearing
shorts. Oh man!
And you said you forgot it was cold.
Yeah, I forgot how cold it was in the morning. And so I showed up in shorts last night, and I was like, I don't have anything to change into. In fact, I'm wearing this hoodie right here with my little undershirt here.
Yeah.
I almost went just straight hoodie because last night while I was wearing this, the drunken Taco Bell I was consuming spilled all over this thing.
Oh,
so there's
Bobby.
Like dried cheese and taco
there
beef
is?
On
there is? In your
shirt.
Bed? God. In Luca's bed?
It better not be in the bed.
It was not there. It was not there. Oh, yeah, like that's the worst thing that's gotten on those sheets would be Taco Bell. Stop.
So you were trying to stay up?
Yeah, I wasn't ready. We were talking. I thought we were going to hang out for a little bit longer. By the way, when I got Sarah was like, oh, by the way, you're going to be in here. The sheets are still drying. RJ lied on the radio this morning. These have not been washed yet.
Well, I thought you were in the other room. I don't know. I don't get to decide whose room he goes into.
Right.
So the other ones have been clean.
So where's Sarah?
She's in bed. I tried to wake her up for about an hour. And that girl, I saw last night, and you could tell with her, it's very, very easy to tell when we lose her. Very easy. And her eyes fell asleep far before her body did. So
okay.
I was like, you got to go to bed. So she went to bed, and it is not. She's not waking up. My alarm went off about four times for her. I set four different alarms for her. They all went off. I was shaking her, you know, nothing.
So y'all went pretty hard then, Bob.
Yeah. We consumed a lot. The old Forester, I didn't realize how strong that was when I was. I was doing.
Well, it says 100 proof on it.
Well, and they thought I was like
big bold letters.
We
right
poured
there.
A drink and I drank it, and then Carly, Choppy's friend there, she was like, "Did you just?" She's like, "That was a drink," and I was like, "Yeah, I was drinking it." And she's like, "No, like that's a full drink. You just drank, like took like a shot. I thought you're supposed to sip that."
So he wasn't sipping or drinking.
He was not sipping. He was drinking. Yeah, we were drinking. We were sipping. He was like shooting. And that's...
But Choppy said he had been drinking for about 6 hours. So
yeah,
that was the thing.
More like
that I had to catch up. Yeah,
yeah.
It's Thursday.
Uh huh.
Thirsty Thursday.
I hope you guys watched like a minute or something of the football game.
We did have
we were watching
the football game the whole time. That was the backdrop we had there.
Did you go harass the neighbor? Did you see where he lived? Cat a corner, the one who
I legitimately tried to, and they thought I was too aggressively drunk to go mess
with
the neighbor.
It was not gonna
and Choppy stopped me.
It was not going to happen
because I was going to go climb over the fence.
I showed him where it was. I was like, "That's the idiot neighbor. That's the guy. That's the guy we got to get." But then the problem was is that it was about 11 o'clock at this point. His lights were all out. I was not going to have a fight. I didn't want that, but...
Well, you've recovered nicely from 7 hours of drinking. I can't tell anything.
Well, this is what happens when you are just a professional.
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
Okay.
Have you seen Choppy's backyard before?
No, I know you got the turf.
No,
I do, yes.
That's actually what I was going to tell you. Do you see this pavement that we're on? This is as much grass as in Choppy's backyard.
Oh, yeah, it's a sliver.
This man has sacrificed every bit of real estate in his backyard for a pool. Like, you step out and you almost step into the pool, and there's nothing else out there.
Compared to the yard size, it is an aggressively large pool.
Okay.
Compared to the size of the yard, yeah. It's not a big pool in general, but for the yard size.
Candles, decor, design, Christmas stuff up?
There was Christmas stuff up already. It's a nice-sized home. I was very impressed. I will say, as soon as I rolled into the city of Roanoke, I told Choppy this, as soon as I passed the city of Roanoke side, I was smacked in the face by the strong scent of weed, and I drove through a couple miles, and that's all I smelled for several miles. So
y'all smoke out here? Y'all get down like that?
Was not familiar with your game, Roanoke.
I did not. I don't smell that.
So give us a little Roanoke history. Usually we rely on Bobby. What's the background? What do y'all do around here?
Well, what do we do? We go to Oak Street. That's the main drag right over here. So all the restaurants are. It is the unique dining capital of the world.
The unique?
That's what it's called. The unique dining capital.
Why? Because y'all got like a Chinese place?
Nah, we got a Babes. We got we got a Babes chicken.
What does that mean?
We got a local chain. It's dining very unique.
We got a food court.
What does that mean? Why are you unique out here?
I don't know why they call it unique. The mayor will be here today. I'm sure he'll be able to explain that. But there's just a ton of restaurants in this one little strip.
Okay.
And it's fun. It's like a really cool little downtowny area.
Okay. So there it is, a little tour from RJ Choppy. In case you're thinking about moving, shout out Jay Ochoa. We got about 15, 20 deep already at 6:09 in the morning. We have Mike McCarthy coming up live at 6:30. The great John McClane, make your diehard joke at 7:20.
The Christmas preview movie.
I was going to make a Wilford Brimley joke.
Eric Chiafalo wants to stop by. The man responsible for the two largest firehouse turnouts in the show's history. So Chio's going to be here for about an hour, starting at 7:40. We got breakfast. We got 105 through the fan beanies, and we have the analytics team losing after what happened. NFC East, Eagles, Commanders, and Luka falling asleep more than Bobby Belt this morning. That's all next for the 6 a.m. Club, live from Roanoke. Love the Tolos. Best radio audience in the entire Metroplex, proving it yet again this morning right here on 105.3 The Fan.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Daniels is back. He's being chased. He's running. He's being pushed. He's knocked out of bounds. The Eagles take over on downs. The Eagles take over on downs.
Oh, my goodness. Eagles radio with the call. That was the NFC East battle. One of those two teams, obviously, is going to win the division. And Filthy moves to 8-2, making my power rankings look good. Peyton Russell, the Commanders fall to 7-4. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean, RJ, and Bobby from station number one in Roanoke. The final firehouse tour of 2024, 201 Fairway Drive with beanies and breakfast. And Mike McCarthy coming up live at 6:30. What was Dan Quinn thinking and doing? This turned into and will turn into an analytics fight all day today as the Commanders don't take the field goal that would have given them the lead. They decide, after getting stopped, the two previous plays on run attempts to go for it on fourth down. All hell breaks loose. Saquon then scores two touchdowns in 20 seconds. The Eagles explode, and they win 26-18.
Yeah, because that was not like a fourth and inches scenario there. That was like a sizable amount to gain. It was something where we're watching it live. As inebriated as I was, I knew the right decision, and it's why are you not kicking the field goal here? And I don't, I didn't hear Chopway, and he was pretty silent about the actual decision there. And so that makes me think that he knows it was the right decision to kick the field goal, and he didn't want to say it out loud because it was a bad look. But that was awful. And then the Jaden Daniels interception was bad too.
Jaden Daniels throughout the night. A Commanders fan who's diehard was like, if you just watch Jaden Daniels for the first time, you're not understanding all this hype and all the excitement because he was off and bad throughout the entire evening. Please, please, for the sake of not arguing this early on a frigid morning, say that you agree they should have kicked the field goal.
Analytics says they should have kicked the field goal.
Ah.
Really?
By quite a bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
I don't know how they come up with their formulas on that,
yeah,
by the way, but like the fourth down bots that you use say
yeah,
they would have increased their winning percentage simply by attempting the field goal.
So I was all prepared. I was kind of disappointed you didn't want to fight. No, I'm happy. Because what I was going to counter back with, if you said go for it, because a lot of times in those situations you're going for it. What I didn't think they were calculating was the Eagles kicker. The Eagles kicker had left seven points on the board. He missed an extra point and two field goals. So Philly's not scoring, right? It's a 12-10 game, 8 minutes left. And I wondered if they were going to calculate the Eagles kicker and the Eagles offense into it in terms of this not being 36-35 where you would go for it because you can't stop the other team.
I don't know.
Because a lot of people say with analytics, right, that gets left out of it, the other game conditions.
Right, and I don't I don't know if they take into account the other teams, what the other team's kicker has done in that game. I think they generally just go with a league average of whatever. League average kicker, league average, you know, fourth down conversion rates. But yeah, it appears that the analytics say they should have kicked the field goal there, and it's a 26. It's at the 26, so it's not a 26 yarder. It's 43 or whatever, which is no chip shot. But in today's NFL,
yeah,
that's one that you absolutely have to make.
And very quietly now, because for all season we've hit Jerry with so many Derrick Henry questions and things like that. Saquon Barkley now leads the NFL in rushing by over 100 yards over Derrick Henry.
Hit 1,000 last night.
He's at 1137 now. He's been out of his mind.
He might be the best athlete in the NFL, and we didn't talk enough about it. If he plays behind a superior, great offensive line and he gets to a second level, he's going to create highlight reels on everyone. But was he going to stay healthy enough to do it?
Yeah.
You know, that was the big question.
Because that's the other thing. He's leading the NFL in carries right now, too. And he's still, on top of that, has got like 25 receptions, too. So, I mean, he's touching the ball a lot. And that is going to be the biggest thing for them is this sustainable? Are they going to be able to look, they made it.
Your hangover crew has awoken.
Man, they made it.
I can't believe they're here.
And brought the other roommate with the dog.
That's right. A little pudgy.
Look at that.
Pudgerino Puppuccino's here.
So are you shocked? Are you stunned that they woke up?
I had no idea that they were going to be awake. The guy, Wesley, he was dead on the couch. Sarah was
his eyes
dead
look
to the world. Yeah, I did not know they were even remotely. I figured 7:30.
Okay.
But I guess some of them got to go to work.
That's right. Dan Quinn, what was behind the decision, coach?
Obviously, to go for it and fourth down and two at the 26. Bold call, but I would also say we were prepared for that moment. I don't love the execution, but we've been an excellent fourth down team. So going into it, we knew we'd have to take our shots against a tough division team on the road. We thought that was an appropriate one. Certainly don't like the execution and the result, but we were prepared for that and being bold into those moments, knowing we'd have some fourth downs. But that's one we can fix.
So that's Dan Quinn trying to justify it. You know who is still asleep? Not the rest of your house from the party last night. Luka Doncic is still asleep, Peyton.
Luka's guarding John Collins. Clarkson with 5 on the clock now starts the play. Bullets into Collins, who's unguarded and dunks. Luka forgot his man.
Look at Clarkson.
Jordan Clarkson with a one-hand bullet to John Collins, who grabbed it and dunked.
pretty embarrassing loss. I'm not looking forward to Bassick today going, John, you still feel good? You still feel good about the Mavericks? Now, Kyrie was out with a shoulder strain, but Luka Doncic completely loses his man, back turned. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing when RJ showed up. I said, did you see what happened with Luka last night? Falls asleep, game-winning dunk, and the Utah Jazz get their first win at home on the season.
The only thing that is even remotely as disappointing as Luka's defense there is the pass, because he did not do a single-foot pirouette and one style, because that was that one one-handed pass. He could have just kept going, momentum, twirl around. That would have been added the insult to the embarrassment already from Luka. I mean, you just can't play defense like that. You got 10 seconds left in the game.
What did he say afterwards, Bobby?
Oh, they asked him about what was the reason for the four-game losing streak, and he said, if I would know, we wouldn't be, right? So I wouldn't know. That was his explanation for it.
That's embarrassing.
If this wasn't happening to the Mavericks, I would think this is, cover your ears, Sandler, an objectively hilarious video. Because you watch him, and the only way I can describe him falling asleep on defense here is, like, he, in the middle of that game, in that moment, like, he remembered he left the stove on in his house or something, where it's just like, he goes, oh, crap, what was I supposed to do today? And just completely, it looks like he does not look like he's mentally there at all.
It almost looked like he was waiting to switch off with the other man. That's the only, like, thing I'm thinking of, is, like, otherwise, there's no excuse. That's your man. There's less than 10 seconds to go in the game.
What does Mike McCarthy think about the morning show pajama party, and what's happening to the Texans in the second half of these games? The head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Mike McCarthy, joins us live from Roanoke. Shout out to the Tolos. Come on out and join us right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is now time for the head coach's show. It's Mike McCarthy here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby every Friday at this time, brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. And we need coffee this morning out here. Station number one, the final firehouse tour of the year in Roanoke. That's Choppy's Hood, 201 Fairway Drive on 105.3 The Fan, as we get you set for the Cowboys and the Texans Monday night on this radio station. Good morning, coach. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys today?
Cold.
Yeah. Cold. These guys are wearing matching pajamas from their sleepover last night. So bunk bed sleepover for the morning show, coach. How much FOMO do you have over missing that?
I'd like a little more detail. That's interesting.
Choppy lives so close to the firehouse, and so I wanted to ensure I was here on time, and so we just turned it into a little sleepover with matching robes and pajamas.
Oh, is that what you're going with there, huh? That's interesting.
Yeah. Coach, we are dressed under the robes, though. We do have clothes on.
That's very, very smart. Very smart move on your guys' part. What kind of pajamas do you have on?
they're like these blue plaid, very soft robes, but they're nice. That for $18, they're not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Well, it's impressive. Very impressive. I'm sure the firemen appreciate it.
It's a very manly outfit for today. Now, coach, you're always talking about entertaining and having family over. What's your pet peeve for companies staying over? Are you monitoring everyone and making sure everyone's using a coaster? Do you have a chair no one can sit in? Like, what's the Mike McCarthy house rule for anyone coming over and hanging out or sleeping over?
Well, I'm definitely I'm a little past doing sleepovers at my age, so I apologize for. I've graduated from that. But yes, we definitely enjoy having family over, and my wife does an incredible job of being the social coordinator, so I'm just kind of I'm labor. I like to look at myself as, you know, I do what needs to be done.
Mike McCarthy joins here 105 Through the Fan. All right, this past week, you know, Cooper, this was not like the best game he's had. We've seen him play tremendous in the past. Do you think his neck was a main reason for his performance on Sunday?
I mean, it definitely didn't help him. He took a good shot there, so he's feeling better. But you know, hey, it's another week. There's always plays early in the game, especially, you know, anytime you're, you know, having your first start or you come in as a backup. You know, you're just trying to get some credibility into the into the game. Where, you know, I'm talking about just getting completions and getting on a roll and getting that momentum going in the huddle. And we just really could never establish that.
Coach, we know you want to go downfield more. We saw him make a couple nice throws the previous week. Was the lack of downfield passing attack more of what they were doing defensively, Cooper neck, a combination of things? What led to kind of the lack of downfield attempts in the passing game?
Oh, I think, just like anything, you're going through a game plan. You're usually setting up those type of throws, those type of plays. And, you know, I felt like we were in good shape at halftime as far as, you know, how we were playing the game. You take away the two turnovers here. And I mean, those were huge plays in the first half. I mean, it's a different ball game for us. You know, we would have definitely been in the lead, but the ability to run it and set some of those throws up was the plan. The thing that really got us was, you know, the three and out in the second half, and then the three giveaways. It's just, you're not gonna get behind people too much in that situation.
Coach, we've heard you speak really highly before of your quarterback's coach and a former player of yours, Scott Tolzien. When you're trying to get a backup quarterback ready to play like Cooper Rush, how helpful is it to have somebody there coaching the position who you've had direct experience with preparing them to do this very thing and play in place of your starter?
I think it's very important. I think the opportunity to have former quarterbacks in the room is important. Scott has been in Cooper's chair. They have a different relationship than anybody on that team. So, yeah, I think it's very important to have former quarterbacks in your room. And I know just from a design perspective, as a head coach, always being, in the quarterback room for 30-plus years, but, I did not play the position. So I think it's important to have, if you can, one of your former quarterbacks, but definitely have that quarterback experience in the room. I think it's a relationship, it's a connection that Scott has with the other quarterbacks that's very important.
Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Rico Dowdle seems to be kind of finding his rhythm a little bit recently, and he's one of the guys who got to Dallas the same year that you did and has stayed with you for the entire time to this point. Can you talk about how satisfying it's been for you to just see his growth and some of the perseverance that he's shown through the injuries and over the years?
Definitely. I'm really proud of Rico. I think his first 2 years, just some guy, and it kind of goes this way sometimes for players is, you get all your injuries in bunches, if you remember, first time Rico was given a chance in 2020, he returned a kickoff for a touchdown. So, I mean, he's always has done a really good job of taking advantage of his opportunities, and I think you're seeing that now. And I just got to continue to get him opportunities.
Coach, how many carries do you think he can handle in a game?
How many can handle? He's got a violent run style, but I think he can handle north of 25. 22, 25 would be perfect for him.
Mike McCarthy.
But he's also good out of the backfield too.
Right.
If he can get him three to five touches out of the backfield too, I think that'd be a perfect day for him.
Mike McCarthy here, join us on 105 Through the Fan. All right, C.J. Stroud. I mean, most quarterbacks don't come into the league and look as poised as he has, early in his career. What have you seen that's just different about him?
Well, I mean, I think, they did a really good job, systematically with him, but he can make all the throws. And I think the one thing that's always stood out to me about CJ, I think he has excellent arm talent, but his ability to throw in pressure situations, particularly, when it's a tight pocket. So he not only has the torque, to really, drive the football, but he also has the ability to get the football out quickly, under pressure too. And, that's something that you always look for when you're evaluating these college quarterbacks. You're always looking for tape of them playing under pressure and how they handle the throw with a defender right in their face. And I think, for a young quarterback, I think he's exceptional at that.
What has been their issue in the second half of games offensively? It seems like they haven't scored a touchdown in the second half of game almost since like September. What have they done differently?
I can't tell you that specifically, but I do know that they've had some ups and downs. They got good numbers overall, so let's just hope we keep them on that path.
Coach, you talked on Wednesday about the fact that you guys have started the window for Chuma Edoga. You're getting him back, and how awesome Richards played well at left tackle last weekend. You referred to it as healthy competition. So when you say that, do you mean that just in the iron sharpens iron sense, or do you have it as an active competition at that spot now?
Oh, I think it's a 360. I think anytime you have, you know, everybody available, it's a healthy situation to be in because, you know, everybody's getting reps, you know, particularly when you have a veteran guard like Zach. So there's going to be opportunities on Wednesday and Thursday for reps at right guard. You know, Tyler Smith was limited, didn't practice Wednesday, so there's more reps there. So I just think anytime you get reps as a young player or returning, you know, from an injury, it's a great situation to be in. And when you practice and it's on video, it's you know, you're always competing. So we always know that, you know, we're always lining up to, you know, the battle and keep our jobs.
What have been some of your early impressions of Jonathan Mingo since the trade and how he's coming along in his preparation?
Hard worker. He's doing a really good job picking things up. So I think he's getting more and more comfortable. But, you know, really, really, really like what he brings to the table. I think he's a good fit for us.
Can we expect to see him Monday night?
I hope so. That'd be great.
That'd be great. Mike McCarthy here on 105.3 The Fan every single week at this time on DFW Sports Station. Coach, when Lamb and Jalen Tolbert talk about, you know, this son issue being a problem, do you take that to Jerry? And do you feel like, you know, if the players wanted something to change with that, curtains or whatever, that could happen? Do you take that to Jerry?
Well, you know, I think like anything that goes on with your facilities or, you know, stadiums, I mean, this is not a conversation that just started, you know, today. You know, but both teams have to play with it. You know, we have a process that we go through, you know, every home game in our game management meeting, you know, based on when we, you know, feel the sun's going to come into the, you know, come into the stadium. So we're well aware of that. You know, there's a process with, you know, pictures and you know, from previous days, and so you do the best you can, you know, planning for it. But I mean, there's weather, you know, there's weather criteria at a lot of stadiums. You know, the last place I worked at, you know, it's you always had to be aware, you know, which way the wind was coming in, and then when they had the north end zone expansion, that changed it, and then had the south end zone expansion, it changed it. Frankly, you know, I go to the stadium very, very early, home games and away games, but, you know, every away game, you know, Bucky, our equipment guy, him and I go out onto the field, and we put our compass out, and we look at north, south, east, and west, and then we always check the elements. So, to me, it's just part of a home field or an opposing stadium, the climate that you're playing in that day.
Do y'all get a chance to like, and maybe logistically it's not feasible because you got to move so much stuff, but during the week to, you know, have a practice out there, you know you're going to play a game at a certain time, and you just, you know, in the same element conditions with the sun, and do you ever get a chance to do that?
That's a good idea. No, I have not done that, but you know, I think it's just like anything. You know the situation. You know when your schedule comes out, and you know the challenge is going to be the afternoon games, and you look at how many you have. You know, the time of year you have, whether it's daylight savings time or not. You know, you just take all those things into play, and then you chart a course the best you can.
Have you noticed it's worse if the windows are open versus they're closed?
Choppy's really interested in the
campus. Oh, man, that's good.
I love the sun.
This is probably your best follow-up segment ever.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's the PJs.
Yeah. You can't get that visual out of my head, but I'm really filibustering here, too.
I have a final one. Coach, who do you got in the fight tonight, Tyson or Paul?
I'm going with Tyson. I think you have to stick to your generation. I think it's going to be a great event. I think it's awesome that, you know, these guys are doing this. I think it's going to be a great night at AT&T Stadium.
Coach, thank you so much for putting up with us yet again. Enjoy the weekend, and best of luck Monday night. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
There's the Tolos with the applause for the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Mike McCarthy, brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. I told Choppy, he's like, I got like five Sun questions. I'm like, he's going to entertain maybe one, max two. How many more did you have and what were they?
Oh, I want to know, would Jerry oblige, have the players come to you? Has it impacted you as a coach? Yeah. You know, is the glare off the call sheet ever impacted by the Sun?
You know, and this just the poor preparation on my part. This popped into my head just now. But with Jerry talking about they feel like it's a home field advantage, I would be curious to know. I wonder if McCarthy felt that way when he was in Green Bay. Like, when he was coming into the stadium, did he feel like that was advantageous for Dallas? Like, did he feel like he was at a disadvantage?
You know what really, really sucks, though? Mike didn't say, and I don't think he really can say because it is not reality. Yeah, if we need it to change and there's something all the players want, we feel like it's a disadvantage, Jerry would change it. He didn't say that because none of us believe that that's the reality. That's sad and unfortunate. It really right. is. Again, it comes down to is football first.
Yes, you know? that is the question, you know, and that's, and I think the answer is no. I don't think the answer is football second.
Well, Jerry,
I just think it's on the same footing.
Yes, exactly. His justification in his mind is like, we can have it all.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's never, we don't have to sacrifice something.
Right.
We can do it all.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's the
problem.
Give and take.
It's a tug of war.
Yeah, it's a tug of war.
Yeah, and you can't have that.
And I think the if you were to get Mike McCarthy in a super honest moment, no concern about, like, can I just talk this way openly about my boss? He probably needs to go hire the boss cusser that Peyton was talking about yesterday in the payload. I think what he would say is, like, Jerry knows how we all feel about this at this mm-hmm. point. So, I mean, yeah, we can go walk up the door, but he knows we think this is the way it is, and
right.
he has shown that he has a preference for it, that he prefers the aesthetic.
And I think, like, if you were to ask Jerry, is football first? He can honestly answer.
I mean, we kind of asked him Tuesday,
right? But he can honestly answer the question. Yes, it is, because everything is first. That's what he would say. Because you said he can have it all, they can have it all. He would say, yeah, football's first, and so is aesthetics, and so is marketing. They're all first.
You ain't first, you're last.
They're all first, right? That's the frustrating thing for a lot of fans.
877-881-1053 is we are live here in Roanoke with the amazing Tolos, who showed up even in the freezing weather conditions. Eric Chiafalo wants to join us in about an hour. We got 105 through the fan beanies while they last. We had breakfast, and now you're making fun of my coat while you're rubbing your legs here trying to get warm, aren't you?
Yeah, because, like, I have nothing covering my legs. I'm not asking for, you know.
You also, by the way, have three undershirts, a sweatshirt, and a robe. So, like, me wearing this jacket, like, nice park. You got 14 layers on.
Yeah, and it's still about, what would you say, Chop? 6 inches thinner of.
Why would I not wear a thick coat?
I'm just saying.
Why would I not wear a coat?
I'm just saying.
You're saying Sean's just thicker.
No, I'm just saying that Sean's.
Were you top or bottom last night again?
I was bottom, yeah.
Yeah, so you would know.
We got to pick our bed, too.
By the way, Jason Garrett went on with Florio, and asked him how he, because we have that old quote.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Sun's been there for a long, long time. There for a long, long time.
This rises the right kind of way.
Jason Garrett dealing with it.
You know, there was this great guy named Bruce Mays, who was an operations guy for us, who would show you pictures every week about where the Sun is. And so he'd come into my office and say, hey, at 3:25, when we go out, here's where the Sun's going to be. And then 3:45 at 4 o'clock. And it wasn't only for like what happened last week, it was last year. And this is where the Sun is. And understanding we're playing on November 11th. So this is where the Sun's going to be on, you know, on and on and on. So we had a lot of information that way. You know, the basic idea is you want to defer, you want to give them the ball so you can have the decision to go the direction you want to go. But the trickiest part of this thing is everyone says, oh, you want to make sure your receivers aren't looking into the Sun. Okay? So you understand where the Sun's going to be. You understand that the receivers are the most important people to not look into the Sun. But then your quarterback is looking into the Sun, just so you know that. So the quarterback has this sunshine in his face that he's dealing with. But we get that. But oftentimes what happens is when it flips around, and one of your defensive players is looking into the sun, and he has an opportunity to intercept a pass, and then that becomes a factor too. And we have had all of that. You know, at different times, our receivers had a hard time catching a ball because it was right into the sun. And other times, our defensive player, Sean Lee, dropped an interception once because he couldn't see. So this idea that because you understand it and you're going to figure it out perfectly as a coach, still, you can't control all of the factors. If you give your receivers the break, which you should, the quarterback's going to look in it and your defensive players are going to look in it. And then it changes throughout the game. So at certain points, you aren't in control of it anymore. You're going in a direction that you don't want to go into, and maybe that impacts the game.
I'm just so thrown here. Now, I had no idea they had a guy that gave them pictures each week.
Yeah.
Hey, this was this. That's like, if you have to do that, I mean, that is okay. I understand from that there's an advantage from that standpoint. You know, there is, but
I think what Jason's trying to say is, like, okay, so do you want your quarterback going into it? Which I get that.
I get.
Why? What I don't understand is, obviously, Jason never wanted to, you know,
show a personality.
He never wanted to give anything away. He never wanted to tip anything. Why was that never his answer when he was sitting up there, head coach, and he got asked about that for a decade? What was wrong with just, why couldn't you say what you just said there? Which is fine. And people would have been completely happy with that answer.
I think that they think that would have given away some advantage. That, you know,
how to prep.
Yeah, hey, here's an idea. Like, let's find pictures of where the sun is going to be each week. that was unique to them.
They think the Eagles, like, write down the name he just gave. Like, let's go find this guy and beat the answer out of him. Tell
Bruce
us where the sun's going to be.
Billy May, whatever his name is.
the OxyClean guy.
The OxyClean guy.
You think that fans are being relentless towards the Cowboys and the media is just pouring it on? No. The Dallas Stars are cold-blooded killers in making the Cowboys look as bad as possible these days, and they did it again last night.
Left wing side to Donov. He scores! They do! Dodonov with his second. The Stars get one more in under the wire and have a 5-1 lead.
They're scoring touchdowns.
Yeah.
They're scoring touchdowns. They're scoring the touchdowns. Victory plus with a call. 7-1 at Pittsburgh. Last night, 7-2 over the Bruins.
And a Bruins team that has not played great hockey this year. You know, there was a couple of years ago. Winnipeg is now what the Bruins were a couple of years back, where Boston was setting records. The Boston has not played tremendous hockey, and the Stars have really taken advantage of two teams that the last 2 weeks or the last two games that, you know, Pittsburgh and Boston have been tremendous over the last, you know, 20 or so years. Obviously, when you had Sidney Crosby for years, you were going to be great anyway. But, you know,
I
don't want to hear that. I know.
Good thing I already saw the number. 52% on the deserve to win o meter, according to Money Puck.
I don't want to hear that website again.
52%. Mm-hmm. Won by five.
Well, I know that tells you that maybe it was closer than you thought.
Come up with an original thought before you reference that website again. You have to say something original about Hockey or the Stars before going to that stupid website. I'm tired of you talking about that site, especially something as stupid and dumb as a 52% chance of winning.
Right, on a 7-2 game. But also, Dodonov in this
analytics,
one,
Sean.
Marchment in the previous
tell
one.
Tell your boy Dan Quinn about analytics.
To have two guys that are +3 on the plus minus in, like, back-to-back games, they're on a roll.
I think maybe for punishment, we send Bobby out into the wire.
Punishment for what? Let's go. I got here on time.
Hockey laziness. I think we go wireless. Maybe a little AMA. Maybe Ooh. Cowboy. That's a little Cowboy AMA with the Tolos out here. Or maybe we also wait for Eric Chiafalo as well. Let's unleash Bobby with no pants and the wireless microphone with the Tolos, who showed up for breakfast and beanies, next here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Come join us in Roanoke.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.